Right now, it is time for us to check sports here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. And what a game it was last night. The Dodgers versus the Cardinals. Cardinals have won like 17 games in a row. The Dodgers have won like over 100 games. They missed out first place by one. So it was a do-or-die situation for one of the best teams in baseball against St. Louis. And here's how it happened to end on the last pitch.
St. Louis?
On the last pitch of the game. Just one of those... one of those things that that make baseball so exciting. All right, that
now make baseball.
I'm trying
so
to figure
exciting.
Out. I'm trying to figure out
right?
why
that
I have
now
noise.
Baseball.
I'm trying
so
to figure
exciting.
Out. I'm trying to figure out why that I have
now
noise.
Baseball.
I'm trying
so
to figure
exciting.
Out. I'm trying to figure out why
that.
I have
noise. Baseball.
I'm trying to figure out. I'm trying to figure out why
that
I have
noise. Baseball.
I'm trying to figure out. I'm trying. I have no idea why this is happening.
Baseball.
I have to do that. There we go. That was simple enough. All right. Now we can listen to the last pitch of the game from last night's game.
2-1. Taylor. Fly ball to left and deep and gone. Chris Taylor. A walk-off home run. The Dodgers are walking off to San Francisco. They win the wild card. 3-1. Here comes Taylor to the plate. They are mobbing him. The crowd is going crazy. The Dodgers advance to the National League Division Series with one mighty swing by Chris Taylor.
Reyes throws a lot of breaking balls. He hangs this one. And Taylor jumped all over it. Big leg kick, catches it out front. And Tyler O'Neill, the left fielder, knew it right away. He didn't even really run after it as it's 10 rows back.
Euphoria for the Dodgers.
Both teams looking for a big hit. The Cardinals couldn't get it. 0 for 11, the runners in scoring position. Taylor finally gets the gamer.
Into the line for St. Louis. A valiant effort. A 17-game winning streak. Franchise record. But it all ends on a Chris Taylor two-run walk-off home run.
Yankee fans, that's how it's done. That's how it's done, Yankee fans. Just remember that. What a wasted season we had, I tell you. I hate to say it, but I'm on the bandwagon for a new manager and entire new team. Coaching staff, top to bottom. Good morning. I'm still a little upset for the way the season went. They were so terrible, the Yankees. They were up and down. They were all over. And had a 15-game winning streak or a 13 during the season. Then had 5, 6, 7, and 8-game losing streaks. Oh, well, what can you do? You just wait until next year. All right, so we can get away from that. In college football, really, there's a big gap this year. There hasn't necessarily been such a big gap in talent, but Alabama, Georgia have such a big, big gap over other SEC contenders. It's amazing this year. Now, Michigan State and Penn State, they are doing well this year. They're getting their big boost from transfers that came over here. Penn State has a tough game coming up against Iowa. That should be very interesting to watch. All right. Gerrit Cole was quoted as saying he was sick to his stomach after his poor performance in the wild card loss to the Red Sox, and so he should be. simply a downer season. It's amazing when you win 92 games where you can say it's a downer two season, but this team looked like an unbeatable time team for portions of the season, and then looked like a last place club for portions during the season. So you just knew it wasn't going to happen for them this year, and it didn't. But we've got the Dodgers in also, the Red Sox in. The Red Sox take on Tampa Bay. The Dodgers will take on the Giants. In football tonight, we have Thursday night football. We have the Rams at the Seahawks. That is an 8:20 start tonight. Locally, the teams that will be playing on Sunday, the Jets will be at the Falcons. The Jets are 1-3. The Falcons are 1-3. The Patriots will be at the Texans. The Patriots are 1-3. The Texans are 1-3. We'll see where the Giants are. The Giants are at the Cowboys, 1-3 versus 3-1. And the Bills are at the Chiefs. The Bills are 3-1, and the Chiefs are 2-2. So that, my friends, is a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.